Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia 7-year warranty. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia has you covered.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Now, this whole epidemic has generated unusual tangents, so to speak. One of them was when we were talking on Monday, I think, to Christopher Sweeney, finding long-lost sister. Good news just before the lockdown, so to speak. He mentioned and told us about his time in Artane. Then Danny Ellis got mentioned, who was also in Artane. Then Danny Ellis's brilliant album, 800 Voices, got mentioned. And then someone else mentioned a song on it called... it's to dedicate, I think, the time Tommy Bonner sang, or when Tommy Bonner sang, and then when we said, is Tommy Bonner still alive? Danny Ellis is. Danny is in North Carolina, the United States. How are you, Danny?
I'm very well, Joe, thank you. How are you?
Good. How are you managing the lockdown? Or is there a lockdown?
Believe it or not, I'm actually quite enjoying it, selfishly, just having some time off and... time to work more on my music and catch up with some things I've been meaning to do. But so we've been locked down for maybe 5 weeks, my wife and I.
And people will remember Danny as well from the show bands, the Air Chords, Jim Farley's band, Dickie Rock's Miami show band, etc., etc. And then 800 Voices. Why did you write 800 Voices, Danny?
I guess from speaking to my wife over the years about my experience in Artane, mm-hmm. She would encourage me to kind of write about it, and I never really wanted to write about it. And then one night, mm-hmm. I came home from a gig, and it just kind of popped out, the very first song. And I realized I was still quite impacted by my youth. I realized how impacted I was by my youth, by my time in Artane. So I guess through the songs, I relived mm-hmm. it and maybe even healed it.
Okay, well, that's a good point. How long were you in Artane from and when, Danny? And why, insofar as anyone knows, why anyone was there?
My family basically broke up because of poverty. Okay. And I was there from 1955 to 1963.
Wow. And you got out you were marched out on your 16th birthday. Isn't that what Christopher said the same on Monday? On his 16th birthday, he was given a docket to go to a farmer in Wicklow, and that was it. The song about Tommy Bonner, Tommy Bonner is a real person.
He's a real person, and he's still alive, as far as I know. Right, I haven't been in touch with him in a year or so. But he lives in England, and he still sings. He was a wonderful singer. He had the kind of a voice that really there was nothing fake about it. And
what he used to sing? Did he sing at mass every Sunday in Artane?
He would sing at mass. Yes,
he was obviously in there. Yeah, in there as well. Okay, it's a beautiful song. Well, Tommy Bonner is alive and well. We start looking for him on Monday, and he's on the other line. Tommy Bonner, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Say hello. Listen to all the banter.
Great.
Yes.
Say hello to Danny, who's immortalised you.
Hello, Danny. How are you? And how are things in North Carolina?
We're doing pretty good. It's not so bad here with the virus. But
the same here. We're locked down now for the last month, and it's absolutely brutal.
Is it?
But let me tell you... Joe,
yes,
I went into Artane in 1952.
Wow.
And I came out the 1st of December, 1959, the day before my 16th birthday.
And why were you sent there, Tommy?
Well, I was sent to Artane because my mother had a fall at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a blood clot in her leg, which went to her brain.
Right.
And she finished up in Grange Gorman for 10 years.
No.
Now, I was one of five.
Yeah.
I had one brother, Bill, three sisters, Margaret, Dolores, and Betty. My three sisters went to my grandmother, who lived in Sheriff Street, St. Lawrence's Mansions.
Yeah.
Well, we lived in Lower Mare Street.
Mm-hmm. I know, well, yeah.
Down by the docks.
Yeah.
And they were great years, but I went away when I was 8 to Artane, and that was the end of me. So the day I was 16, I was 16, they let me go. I went down the North Wall, and I got a boat. I got on the cattle boat for £1.50, and that took me to Liverpool. Now, the reason I went on there was my uncle worked on the passenger B&I on the North Wall for 50 years.
Right.
And the North Wall was my manor, between there and up as far as Capel Street, the Hapenny Bridge. That was my manor.
And did you ever come back to Ireland, Tommy?
I've been back to Ireland many a time.
No,
sure,
I mean to
live.
There's
no place like it.
I know, but to live?
No.
Oh,
I had a family, you see.
Oh,
I had a family of six.
Yeah.
And they're all scattered around England.
And did you know you were a good singer?
Oh, yes.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Oh, yeah. We sure. Okay. It's in the family, Joe. Runs in the family.
And do you still sing?
I still do, yeah.
Okay, well, stay there for me, because I know Danny has to go, and I really appreciate your time, Danny, because it's a remarkable project. That you undertook nearly a decade ago. 800 voices. It's still out there. You can still get it online. Danny, will you introduce the song that you'd speak, but then introduce the song you wrote about Tommy Bonner, and we'll play it, and we'll talk to Tommy after that.
I just want to say hello, Tommy. It's so good to hear you speak again.
Hi,
I haven't
Danny.
Talked to you in a couple of years. But the very first time I heard Tommy, I think it was the very first week I was in Artane. I had been... obviously put in there by my mother, and she never really had told me that I was being put into Artane. And I found out when I was in Artane that it was Artane. And Artane was famous to all the kids on our street.
Yes, yes.
I was like, what? This is Artane? You've got to be kidding. So 800 kids running around the streets, running around the playground, rather, pulling one another up and down like rag dolls. And then, you know, I was totally broken, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then the very first Sunday at Mass, Tommy sang the Kyrie. And for some reason or another, I'd been trying to bury my feelings amongst 800 kids who wouldn't take lightly to you crying on the playground. So I'd been holding back myself. And when I heard Tommy sing, it was like I just melted. And it was really very healing for me. And I look forward to hearing the choir every Sunday. And occasionally Tommy would sing solo, and that was always really beautiful. And then, of course, one day he left in 1959.
Early Mass that first Black Sunday, and I'm praying very hard. Then he sings the most beautiful solo Kyrie, rips my soul apart. And tears that I'd held back for days came pouring down like rain. Yeah, it wasn't hard to let it all go.
Is an incredible work of poetry and music and narrative, Danny Ellis. That is just the most remarkable.
Well, I had a good subject.
And Tommy, what's it like for you hearing that again?
Oh, great, fantastic.
Do you get emotional? Well, I get emotional when I given the story that Danny is telling about how he ended up in Artane, about that force, what was that, the awful Black Sunday, the way you gave him a lift, another boy straining to see who was the angel behind the voice.
Well, I think music kept us going through them bad years.
Yeah.
They were really bad years, you know, in there. But
and did you have any visitors in Artane, Tommy?
I used to get a day out to see my grandmother down
brilliant.
On Sheriff Street.
Brilliant, brilliant.
And I'd get on the bus at Dunnecarney. You know where the great tin chapel is?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I get the bus there down to Talbot Street, get off at Talbot Street, then walk down the North Wall, down to Granny's in St. Lawrence's Mansions.
And she'd feed you and...
She'd see me, then I'd go off from there, I'd head off up towards the woolen mills.
Yeah, there.
By the Halfpenny Bridge.
Halfpenny Bridge, yeah.
And I used to go and watch your man, Hector Gray.
Oh, Hector Gray, selling on a Sunday morning.
He used to have his van there in the square.
That's right.
And he'd be selling all this stuff, and I was fascinated watching them, the banter,
right,
and the carry-on selling things. And
brilliant, yeah.
I used to like going to the old record shop. You know, the record shop
just
in Cable
the corner.
Street.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
Tommy,
one of my haunts.
Danny, see, I'm asking this question. Sorry, Danny. I'm asking a question about visitors because Christopher Smith, who we ended up talking about Artane on Monday, he didn't come on to talk about Artane, but he said he had no parents when he was told he'd no parents when he went in at six, and he never had a single visitor in the 10 years.
That's true.
Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing.
Danny, did you have people visiting you?
I had, over the years, I used to go and visit my aunt and uncle who lived in Whitehall, which was just about a mile and a half away. And I would see them every couple of Sundays and then towards the end every Sunday. But I just want to say, Tommy, I'm sure he never knew that there was a bunch of my friends, we would be together in church, and we would hear Tommy singing, and we would be uplifted, and we would look forward to that and hope that Tommy was going to sing a solo song, a solo hymn. And when he left the school, we didn't know, because there was no announcement, Tommy Bonner's leaving, you know.
Yeah.
And we were just kind of shattered, really, that, oh my God, he's gone, and we'll never hear him again. So it was really I just want Tommy to know just what an impact he had
on
so many people.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And Danny, you've had an incredible impact. I know you're a poet as well. It's obvious from that piece you're a poet as well. Tommy, I'm not going to ask you to sing, but Tommy, what is your party piece now? It's not the Kyrie Eleison now, is it?
I used to like Gounod's Ave Maria.
Oh, wow.
And that is something special. And that is really a solo singer.
And do you sing that unaccompanied?
Unaccompanied, yeah.
Well, off you go, so.
Oh, well, I'm not doing it now over the radio, no.
Oh, go on, Tommy, let's have it.
No, you're right. No, don't push yourself, Tommy, you're wonderful.
Yeah.
No, it's wonderful. We'll do it at some stage, seriously, with you.
Okay.
Because unless you want to do it now, it's up to yourself. But
I
understand it. No, because I just think every time we mention Artane and the horror of Artane, we get so many moving stories and people. As Danny said, for Danny to write that musical, that it's an opera, really, of incredible songs about Artane, for him was somewhat cathartic. Tommy, I wish you and your family well. Tommy Bonner in England. What part of the UK are you now?
I'm down in Brighton on the south coast.
Okay, well, it was your sister who was listening and contacted.
Margaret, my sister. My one and only sister I've got left.
Good stuff. Tommy Bonner, the wonderful Tommy Bonner, great singer. The wonderful artist, performer and writer, Danny Ellis. Thank you both. 5151